Hello, this is John Slanina and Rhiannon Skipper with SSTI. The following recording is an interview with Cheryl Bryan, Project Director of the Virginia Council on Advanced Technology Skills, or VCATS. It was the recipient of the 2007 Excellence in TBET Award in the category Enhancing the Science and Technology Workforce.
Can you describe the manufacturing workforce shortage Virginia faces and your initiative solution to this problem?
Okay. Well, one of the things that we did on behalf of industry was over the last 3 years, we conducted what we call a skilled trades gap analysis, and it was in two parts, and it was basically done to verify what we thought, which was we would have a shortage of skilled workers in the workforce. And the question was, well, how soon would that was that going to happen, as well as what were we going to do about it? And the results were quite startling. One of which is that we have, within the manufacturing sector alone, the largest number of employees that are nearing retirement. And the question was, well, how are we going to fill the pipeline, create a pipeline, et cetera? And the answer was we had no idea. Also, within a three-year time frame of 2007 and 2010, the manufacturing technician alone, that gap, was over 22,000. When we looked at the institutional capacity within our Virginia Community College system, now this is one of our major suppliers of trained, skilled workers, we found that 10 out of the 23 colleges were at or above capacity. So we had an issue. We had an issue that we didn't have a solution for that was currently existing. So we had two organizations, two statewide trade organizations, the Virginia Manufacturers Association and the Virginia Biotechnology Association, come together with their boards as well as their membership to put together a solution to the problem. So what we ended up doing was going after a Department of Labor grant for some seed money, some funding, to get a program, a certification off the ground and running. So we were the recipients of one out of 11 high-growth training grants awarded in October of 2006 to put together a systemic response to this shortage. So we developed a system of certification levels, 1, 2, and 3, to respond to that need and actually start building the pipeline as well as training the pipeline, attracting the people, engaging the people, assessing the people, and then if they needed some type of training, train the people.
VCATS is still a pretty young program. Can you provide any examples of next steps for expansion or additional outreach for the program?
Definitely. One of the things that we have really focused in on is, for example, our regions and our neighboring states. We have had West Virginia come forth, North Carolina, that said, we like your model. We want to potentially adapt the model that you're utilizing to solve the same problem in our state. One of the things that we found early on, once again, is the fact that that we're not alone, that it's not a Virginia problem. Having come from industry and worked in numerous states, encountering the problem of lack of a skilled workforce was always there and prevalent. So we're working with neighboring states to adopt our model as well as with the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.
Can you just explain the process by which you partnered with the NAM's Dream It, Do It campaign? Especially, how important has this been to your development of the program?
Our partnership with NAM has been very critical and important as it pertains to the youth. Once again, going back to our gap analysis and looking at where are we going to find these people, where are the pools, the populations of available people to fill the pipeline and to start getting the gap filled. We saw that there's a need in the 16 to 24-year-old to start engaging them early on into the profession, into the career path of advanced technology. So when we looked at NAM, they had a wonderful program that had a proven track record to do that, to educate, to attract, and to engage that age group, the youth, into the manufacturing sector. So we went out and we actually became part of the Dream It, Do It campaign initiative and have now a statewide initiative going on throughout Virginia.
So now that I think that your initiative has been recognized as a best practice, there's going to be other states, other regions of the country looking at your initiative and trying to replicate it. Are there any components of your specific program that, if they would happen to be excluded when replicated by other states or regions, would prevent many of the accomplishments of the VCATS program from being reached?
Okay. One of which is never underestimate the impact on the economy. So you really need to do thorough gap analysis to understand where is the need and how, what are the current resources or programs out there that can address the need. Never reinvent the wheel. If you can leverage existing programs, especially as it pertains to Department of Labor funding, to grow what is currently in existence. And one thing that is really, really key that we believe is going to make us successful is that marketing. You can have the best program out there, but if you don't appropriately market it to the right people using the right resources, it will fail. So stressing marketing and how you attract and engage and educate people will be so key in the sustainability of anyone's program.